Tomb number 5. Proceed towards the sea until you reach the next small earthen road, which is parallel to the sea, and go to the right, that is to say, westwards. You will see the next tomb, number 5, on your right-hand side. It is the fourth tomb of Dorian style with peristyle atrium that you see in this necropolis. This atrium is surrounded by 12 pillars instead of columns. You can enter into the interior of this tomb as well through the monumental step Dromos. The Dromos leads to an arch-shaped entrance. As you advance from the covered part of Dromos and going round, you see the portico, which is extended on all four sides of the tomb. A Sippus is to be seen on the north section of Dromos, indicating the burial niche. Opposite the Dromos, that is on the southern part, lies the ritual chamber, where the burial customs were held. Wine and olive libations, offerings to the dead of milk, honey, water and wine. Fruit and food were also offered. This is a very large tomb. It covers a total area of 390 square metres and has a depth of 5 metres. A different element here is that the well is situated in the centre of the atrium and not in the corner at the end of Dromos. The west portico was destroyed before the Middle Ages. In its southwestern corner, a large pottery kiln was built in which glazed graffiti ceramic was discovered, characteristic of the medieval times of Cyprus. These are pots that look glazed on the external surface and usually depict married couples. They were used as wedding presents.